The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm Todd Wilkerson, and sometimes for fun, I lose a lot of weight and then find a huge, strong raccoon. And I leap on his back, naked, and go for a fun raccoon ride through the woods. You should try it. You get to see the world from a raccoon's perspective. It's not easy losing the weight, but trust me, it's totally worth it. And now, Eric Metaxas.
Somebody needs to get Todd help, because as wacky as he can be, that one really scared me. Yeah. Folks, this is the Eric Metaxas Show. Today we're going to talk about pain relief, coffee, U.S. veterans, and adoption. How are you going to do that, Eric, you're asking? Well, I'm going to tell you how. I've got a little secret. It's called Seth and Pete Talbot. They're my guests for the hour. Seth and Pete, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having us.
Hey, this is fun.
I've got to explain, in case people don't know, you two, you are the gentlemen behind something that has changed my life. It's called Relief Factor. I advertise it on this program, but we've got to know each other a little bit, and you are you're a couple of interesting folks. Now, first of all, you're a father and son team, and my first
question
is,
I've been told,
how long have you been father and son?
That's actually, he may be the only one that can answer that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I have two boys, and I'm equally proud of them both. My oldest is...
That's not what you told me last night.
That's right. Is a missionary in the Middle East. And
wow.
Seth is running several companies for us, and he is doing an excellent job. In fact, it was the introduction of Seth that has resulted in this success that God has blessed us with.
Right. But you're taking a lot of credit for it anyway, aren't you?
Well,
yes. Financially, he gets a lot of the rewards, and yet we know that it's mostly Seth. Okay. Look. Yeah. Since you're the father of Seth, you get to take credit. But in all seriousness, I got to know you because you advertise on this program. Relief Factor is something a lot of the people listen to this program take it. And we just got an email the other day that it changes lives.
It
so
does.
I want to cover how you stumbled into that business and talk a little bit about that. And then I want to talk to you about your new business with coffee, which I am, can I tell you, I'm even more excited, even more exciting than taking Relief Factor every day. The idea of drinking Honor Bound coffee every day, I'm even more excited about drinking the coffee. Maybe I'll do the two together. I can slug coffee. Well, it's not too hot.
Yeah.
I can take my pills with the coffee. But I want to talk to you about all that. And then I want to talk to you about adoption, Seth, because you've adopted three boys from China. But let's just start with the if you don't mind, Pete, tell me, how did you find yourself entering a world of business where you are now all over selling Relief Factor? And it's obviously, it sounds like a cliche, but it's true. It's changing people's lives.
Well, for 13 or 14 years, Seth and I have worked in the health arena, you might say. And the long and the short of it is some chiropractors came to us, right, Seth, about six, seven mm-hmm. years ago. They really wanted badly a 100% drug-free supplement to help their chiropractic patients with pain that they were seeing, and they knew they needed to have something 100% drug-free to help with the inflammation. So that was really how we
started. And why did they come to you? Because what were you doing at that point that they would come to you?
We had actually been working on some other supplements, and so we had just developed some relationships, and we actually had a gentleman who was, I think, the head of the Chiropractic Association for Washington that was a very good friend of ours, and he was helping us formulate different ideas of what his industry needed. And so it was kind of born out of that, a perceived need in the chiropractic industry for something that was a really high dose to help, you know, acute injury, really, at
okay,
the time.
Okay, but most people would be – I'll play devil's advocate. Most people would say, what do you mean? Why didn't that exist before? Why does some chiropractor have to come to you and say, you know, there are these things out there – botanicals, whatever, that yeah. they reduce inflammation. What were they looking for that didn't already exist?
And they didn't know what they were missing. And frankly, it's high doses of what the research has shown really made a difference. And that's where the formulation came from. So there was a perceived business interest, which was faulty, by the way, because the chiropractors didn't really know what to do with it. But what they were missing from an ingredient perspective was high doses. So what we did is that we had some physicians that lived out of the medical journals looking for different ingredients that had been shown to help individually deal with inflammation from different levels. And so the formulation was born out of that. And the trick is that it was very expensive to manufacture.
See, this is why I love this. This to me is what American business entrepreneurship is all about. Like figuring out this problem, then figuring out how to solve the problem. And you told me the story before, so I remember most of it. But you've got, is it three? It's four ingredients.
Four ingredients.
Okay,
yes.
So you've got turmeric.
Mm-hmm. Curcumin. Turmeric and curcumin are basically the same thing. Icarin, resveratrol, and omega.
Resveratrol, and omega what?
Omega-3.
Okay.
And
so,
well, bottom line, the uniqueness of it is really we decided to use all four ingredients in the proper dosages that yeah. the science was saying was needed to affect change. And the beauty is that each of these four ingredients deals with inflammation, but each does it from a different metabolic pathway. And so
that's critical.
So we decided, hey, let's come at it from four angles, which no other company
okay,
has decided to do.
Okay, but if these were drugs, you would never want to do that because
sure.
you'd be taking three drugs you don't need to get the one that you do need.
Correct.
But because these are harmless botanicals, I mean, nobody's going to die from taking B3 or from taking resveratrol. This is good stuff.
It's good stuff.
So
yeah,
this
stuff.
Is, to me, the magic of what you've done. And I like to, you know, in the commercials we run on this program, we don't really get to explain this, but I'm just fascinated how you came to this.
Yeah.
And then you were explaining to me last time, I think, that if people were to try to do this on their own,
it's more expensive.
It would be way more expensive because you have to scale it to a point.
You want to know what the most annoying part of this business is unfair online reviews, because we get joint companies that place ads saying, you know, they'll do a fake review and then they offer their product. That's actually like one of the number one. But the second online annoyance is people will look at the ingredients and pick one and say, well, this is just glorified curcumin. And curcumin kind of helps, but you really need this and this and that. And so we've had some ethical but highly uninformed reviews also where people don't understand that these ingredients all – if they just looked in the journals, you can actually go to the National Institute of Health and Research and actually look this up. This isn't just abstract claims. You can look up these individual ingredients and just see what the research has shown. And that's how we came to this formulation. But it was really getting all of them together in those high doses. So it's frustrating when we're trying to explain to people when they're online, because they'll be like, oh, this is just omega. It's not just omega. Each one of them does something different. If you and I have a pain, whatever it is, let's say you have a knee pain and I have a neck pain. Depending on the kind of pain and where it comes from, different ingredients are going to do different things to our bodies.
Right, right.
And so it may be, for instance, and we would not really be able to know this, the omega and the curcumin is the thing that really maybe helped you, whereas it may be the resveratrol and the omega was the thing that was unique to my pain. And that's where the beauty of the four came from and why we took it that angle. We stumbled into this. There was some planning, but we were blown away by the response people had. I will tell you this. We didn't think it would be this effective. We didn't know that different people would have the results we had, because we got stories that were hard to believe coming in, and that is what helped us stick with you. The other part of the entrepreneur part that might be interesting for you to know is that this wasn't very successful for a couple of years, and the stories are the reason why we kept moving forward, because we were getting flooded with stories of people that had life change that weren't they were hard to get your mind around. And my mom also kept on insisting that we pursue this. I'm not kidding. Yeah. She kept on telling me, don't give up on this. You've got to figure this out.
Her life had been changed.
It had flipped her life upside down. We had so many people, his life. I mean, we can go on and on. So there was this, you've got to make this into a business. But we had a business that wasn't much of a business for a long time. Long time.
Okay, and so, okay, we're going to go to a break. Folks, I'm talking to Seth and Pete Talbot. You may know them from Relief Factor, relieffactor.com, but you're going to hear the rest of the story. When we come back, it's the Eric Metaxas Show.
How would you like to get 1 ounce of pure silver absolutely free? This is not a joke. Right now, if you go to getmysilver.com, Goldco, the premier name in precious metals, will send you a free 1 ounce silver American Eagle coin, and all you have to do is pay for shipping and handling. That's it. No further obligation. This same coin sells for more than $20 online, but you can get one right now for free. Just pay for shipping and handling. Now, there's a limit of one per household, and at this price, you know how long this offer will last. So don't wait. If you want to get your free 1 ounce silver American Eagle, simply go to getmysilver.com right now. That's getmysilver.com to get your free 1 ounce silver American Eagle. Don't delay. Go to getmysilver.com. Getmysilver.com. That's getmysilver.com to get your free 1 ounce silver American Eagle. Getmysilver.com.
Economic experts warn conditions are ripe for a global recession in 2020. Forbes says 2020s might be the worst decade in U.S. history. J.P. Morgan believes the next global financial crisis will strike in 2020. It's time to take charge of your financial future. It's time to invest in gold. Gold offers security. Noble Gold offers security through precious metals. The experts at Noble Gold have been helping people invest for over 20 years. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Noble does it all, from gold coins to gold and precious metals IRAs. Want to do more with your money in 2020? Then go to learnaboutgold.org. That's learnaboutgold.org to receive your free gold guide and custom Learn About Gold video series absolutely free. That's a $99 value, yours absolutely free. Go to learnaboutgold.org and see if you qualify to receive $500 in free silver.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous? With all the recent fluctuations, it's hard to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. That's right, 86%. Founded by artificial intelligence software developers, Vantage Point gives traders and investors the advantage you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns. Vantage Point's patented proprietary technology is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds. No more guessing when to get out or when to stay, buying too high and selling too low. Text MONEY to 411-411. That's M-O-N-E-Y to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point Software. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Folks, this is the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to two people that they've become friends, but they're also sponsors on this program, Seth and Pete Talbot. You're the father-son team behind Relief Factor because it works for me and because I'm fascinated about how you came to bring it to market and so on and so forth. I just thought it was valuable for my audience, many of whom take Relief Factor. So you discovered this weird thing that there's four neural pathways and that these are four different ingredients, all of which are safe, anti-inflammatories, and they all work. And if you can combine them and throw it at somebody, chances are one or more of those will solve the problem. But if you don't use all four at once, it might take forever to figure out which one and which whatever. And you also said high dosage.
High doses is the key.
Okay.
And I think maybe a nice way to say it, high dose, yes. Actually, proper dose might be more accurate.
Yeah,
proper,
no, that's a good point.
Based upon what the studies actually say works. In other words, we don't just put token amounts. Like when you go to the store and buy supplements and they say, oh, we've got eight ingredients in here, they will often put such token, minuscule amounts of whatever it is in there.
It looks good on the label, though.
It looks good on the label. It might sell. But it's not the dosage that the studies actually say is necessary to affect change. So,
well, okay.
Anyway,
so, and then on top of that, you two figured out how to make it cost effective. That was the biggest hurdle, I think.
That was,
well, and Seth was the one who came up with the idea. We started getting all of these results, and he did a survey of many of our clients, customers. And to make a long story short, it was about 2 weeks that people were either in much less pain or no pain at all. And so he came up with the idea to create the 3-week quick start.
Which was originally two.
Yes, yes, but yeah. We came up with the 3-week quick start. Yeah. And then he also decided to discount it all the way down to $19.95. We lose money, but that's okay. Because about 70% go on to order more.
Right. Well, you're betting on yourselves. You're betting on your product.
Well, that's why it started with two and went to three, is that what happened originally was that we were trying to figure out what was in common. Most people won't try a product for very long before they give up on it, which is where we were looking at people that were repeat buyers. And the data came back that the average window when people saw results was a couple weeks for people to buy in again. So we came up with the 2-week quick start because that's all we could afford. And then as we started to sell more, because what happens, I actually went to my CFO and I said, how many packets can I put in this thing for $20? And the answer was originally 35. Because people have asked, why do you have a 49-packet bag for your quick start? And the answer is that when we started off with 35 packets, once we started to have more production runs and we can get the cost down, I then went back to the CFO and I said, okay, how many packets can I get in now? And the answer was 49. And so we ended up jamming in 49 packets into the bag. And that's how the 3-week quick start was born. Because we knew that if we gave people another week, retention would improve because more people would see results. And it's exactly what happened.
So we were okay with losing money for several months.
Because you know that the product is good enough that it will eventually sell itself. I mean, look, that this is one of the reasons that I get excited about this. Now, very recently, I found out that you have moved into a new business called Honor Bound Coffee. How did that come about?
We had been, I'm going to say brewing the idea because it's so cheeky, but we'd been percolating the idea of doing something for military for a while. And my original thought was maybe we do a business where there's some sort of job training or we employ veterans and have something where there's a transition out of the military. So we'd been talking about something like that for a while. And we have, we're good friends with a manufacturer of coffee, and it had been the best coffee I've ever had.
Hands down.
We've been drinking it for years.
Right.
And they had wanted to do something with us. And the long story short is that we collaboratively came up with the idea of doing something where we give 100% of the profits to military.
And to be honest, to tell the whole story, this company had been a client of mine for a number of years. And I'd gone to Seth years ago and said, hey, we really ought to start our own coffee company. We can make millions, you know. Well, he came up with the idea several ways back that, yeah, let's do that, but let's give 100% of the profits away. And so I had a transition to go through because I knew we could make a lot of money. The odds were good.
Yeah.
And but then I remember coming into his office, and he said, Dad, what do you think? Shall we give 100% of the profit away? And it was sort of a very memorable experience where I looked at him and it was like God had just spoken to his heart, obviously, and then to mine. And it just became so obvious. This is what God wanted us to do. It was just really obvious. It was a high point of my walk with the Lord, you might say.
The question was, do we give some or all?
That's right.
That was the real question.
Well,
was,
maybe
do we,
I fought him a little bit. Well, let's give half, you know, and then I was the one
we're doing it all.
Delayed. We're giving 100%.
We're giving it all away.
It's so obvious this is what we're supposed to do.
Well, what I find funny about it is when you say you're giving 100% of the profits away, you know, Albin and I were looking at at each other and thinking, like, and how could we possibly drink any other coffee when we know that these folks who, you know, we think well of you already, but the fact is that even if we didn't know you, the idea that you're giving 100% of the profits to veterans groups. I mean, this is such
families.
A beautiful thing.
Yeah. Where's the profit from your cup of coffee go was one of the shticky taglines that we came up with early on.
Yes, I read that shticky tagline yesterday.
Yeah, so where's the profit from your cup of coffee go? And it was because the other thing that was brewing in the back of our mind, and I'm sorry to keep making the pun, it's unintentional at this point, is we knew that there was
a lot
of...
Why don't you say percolating?
Yeah. I did that one earlier, so okay. I'm trying to give... Right. Anyways, so the idea was... People are getting frustrated with where these corporate profits are going because they are increasingly antithetical to our worldview. And so I knew that there was the business side of me also knew that people are frustrated with where corporate profits are going. And what better way to differentiate to say, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take literally the best coffee in the world, and it's roast to order, which means – the beans look different than what you've seen before. Most people, and this sounds a little bit salesy, but it's totally true. Most people don't know what fresh beans look like and smell like because what you're getting at the store isn't that. It's been sitting on the shelf for months. Months.
So, even in your warehouse type stores where you're buying in bulk, these beans have been roasted.
If there's a middleman,
3 to 9 months.
It's a huge delay. These are roast to order, which means literally you're getting your shipment sent out within a day of it being roasted. So most people don't know coffee can taste like this. So
people
imagine
don't know coffee can taste that good.
They don't know. They're used to, even if like you go to a really nice restaurant, they're, you know, maybe that's the best they've had.
Yeah.
This is a different experience. We've had people come to us saying, we didn't know coffee could taste this good.
That's
so imagine
right.
that. You take the best 1% of coffee, so it's not the stuff on the shelf, and even the higher quality bean still sitting on the shelf for a long, 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 long time. And you take that, so you couple the best cup of coffee you've ever had, and you couple it with, we're going to give all of the profit to military families. It's a wonderful combination that internally we're very – very excited.
And we've become aware that the those who are actually in the military or veterans, their entire family pays a price.
They do.
Oh, for their service.
Absolutely.
The kids, the wife or the husband, the family pays a very high price. And as I think you're going to talk to Seth in a little bit about his family, family is very important to us. And
yes.
So it just we knew this is what we were supposed to do, and we're quite excited.
You guys are the future of American entrepreneurship, because what we need in America is people with the kind of convictions that, you know, the three of us sitting here have, making it possible for people to choose with their pocketbook. It's not just that when you go to the voting booth, but that people say, when I spend money, I want to spend my money knowing that it's going to stuff that I believe in. And I really do believe this is the future of American entrepreneurship, that we're going to have more and more people. Mike Lindell has been doing this. There's a
yes.
number of companies out there that, you know, when I give them a dollar, that dollar is going to things that I care about. We need that. And we know that we're facing, you know, when you're dealing with Starbucks and Google, it really is kind of ugly out there. And you say, I have any choices? Well, I really see that the free market is still free enough to give us these kinds of choices.
Well, so that's why we didn't form it as a 501c3, by the way, even though we're giving all the profits away. We didn't want the government's permission. We were actually told by our legal team, don't do that, because you have to get the government's permission.
Right.
The forms are insane.
Right, I know.
And then you have to get their permission to be able to do it that way. And so we decided we're going to form this as just a traditional LLC, but commit to giving all the profits away so that we can run it on our terms.
And the website is
honorboundcoffee.com.
Honorboundcoffee.com. We'll be right back with Seth and Pete Talbot.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump, addressing his acquittal on two impeachment charges, said the impeachment was just the latest in a string of attacks that began even before he won the election in 2016. The chairman of the Democratic National Committee is calling for a re-canvass of the results of Monday's Iowa caucus. Technical problems and delays have marred the first contest of the 2020 election calendar. The current results show Pete Buttigieg and Bernie Sanders nearly tied with almost all of the votes counted. In consumer news, Volkswagen is recalling nearly 107,000 older vehicles sold by its Audi luxury brand because Takata driver airbag inflators may not function properly. Many of the cars in the Audi recall more than two decades old. The Dow is ahead 99 points and the NASDAQ up 57. This is SRN News.
Deborah's home was stolen. Now, I don't mean thieves stole stuff. I mean scammers literally stole her home. The FBI calls title theft one of the fastest growing white-collar crimes. And this story is why you need Home Title Lock. Deborah says criminals found the title to our home online and filed fraudulent documents claiming they owned our home. Wait, it gets worse. Deborah goes on to say, I was evicted from my own home and $85,000 in equity gone. Nobody believes you can get your home stolen this easily. This is why you need Home Title Lock, because no insurance or bank protects your home from title theft. First things first, go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if your home's title has been tampered with. You need to protect the legal title to your home so you don't end up like Deborah. Go to HomeTitleLock.com now for 60 risk-free days of protection. Again, that's HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Hey, folks, where does the profit from your cup of coffee go? Well, you know who Pete and Seth Talbot are. They're the father-son owners of Relief Factor, helping thousands of people get out of pain. I'm one of them. Well, I'm thrilled to announce that Pete and Seth have started a new company, Honor Bound Coffee. Premium, fairly traded coffee at a terrific price, but even better, almost amazing, really, they've decided to give 100% of the profits to support and bless military families. That's right. By the way, the coffee is fantastic. No doubt about that. You'll love it. And to start it all off, on your first order, you can buy two bags for the price of one. Now, are there American families more deserving of our appreciation than our military? And let me ask you, where do the profits go from the coffee you drink? Pete and Seth are asking you to help bless and serve military families. Simply go to honorboundcoffee.com and on your first order, buy two bags for the price of one only at honorboundcoffee.com. Give your family great coffee and give back to our military 100% of the profits. Honorboundcoffee.com. Hey, folks, that's the Bee Gees, American Taxes. I'm talking to Pete and Seth Talbot. You may know them from Relief Factor, relieffactor.com, advertised on this program. Now you guys are into coffee, honorboundcoffee.com. We just discussed it. But I said that the next time we got together, I wanted to talk to you, particularly, Seth, about adoption. Family and faith are both important to both of you and to your wider family. I know your other son is a missionary in the Middle East.
That's
can
right.
you say where?
No, we don't talk about that.
Can you say the Middle East?
We can say the Middle East.
All right.
And surrounds.
We'll leave it at that. But, Seth, tell me about what adoption has come to mean to you and your family.
It's the best thing we've ever done. I think one of the reasons why I wanted to speak with you about it, I think the last time we talked, we kind of percolated this idea of doing something else. There, I did it again. See, you asked for it. Was we've brought home three little fellas from China that have been the best thing we've ever done. And people need to see it to kind of get a different angle on it. And I was actually tempted to bring a film crew with us this last time, although we weren't able to arrange it. Because there's an amazing blessing. There is something very, very, very special that happens that is foreign to people. People don't understand what we're doing. And it is, and so my goal is to try to talk about it so that I normalize it a little bit. We saw a family that we follow that have quite a few more children than we do, and some of them have significantly more complicated issues than we do. And I realized as we were about to go back for our third in China with the most severe issues that we had ever considered before, that they had helped kind of normalize it, that they were thriving. They were doing well.
You mean your friends, this other family,
yeah,
kind of modeled this
for you. We watched them online as they were going through this, and they had this massive passenger van with kids with huge complexities. And they normalized it a bit. And I said, you know, coming home, people think we're crazy, and they don't understand the blessings that are part of that. And so getting people to see into that is a big part of my mission, is more people need to adopt, more people need to take risks. And I want to talk about it more as much as I possibly can, because it's we were at the orphanage in Shanghai, where we were bringing home who we call Little Jimmy. I was asking the lady, who's now the second time we've been with them, because it was the same facility twice. I said, how many children, and there's like 600 kids in this place, how many children this month have been adopted? And I was expecting a dozen or two. She said two for the entire month. And we're walking through the halls with these unbelievably beautiful, wonderful children smiling and playing with us. You know, we bring toys or candy especially and play with them. All of our boys we brought home had medical issues. The first one 6 years ago was supposed to have cerebral palsy and didn't, but that's what we were signing up for. And then a few years later, we went and got Michael. And Michael had some pretty serious issues with his esophagus was piping into his lungs at birth. And he had a variety of other issues. He has and heart issues and some stuff. He has holes that they don't know what they were doing. The surgeons still don't know like why he has that hole. They're not sure what they were possibly doing. So that was a complicated adoption. But when Michael came home, he kept on talking about Lulu. Now, he was a little guy at the time. He had just about turned three. And he kept on talking about Lulu. And we had photos of Lulu. We took photos of Lulu when we were in Shanghai the first time to go get Michael. We were planning to go back again for our third, and our agency said, Lulu isn't Lulu. Lulu is Tianyu. And they made his file available, and probably because you kept asking about him. Now, we were asking about him because we were trying to get our sons together, our boy together with him, with a family, hopefully in the United States at some point, so they could stay in touch, because they were inseparable. Most of the photos we got of Michael in Shanghai were with Lulu. They were together, holding hands, playing games, looking after little children together, truly. And Lulu was just amazing. We could just tell this kid was something. Well, they said Lulu's available, but he's got about an inch thick file. And he had a 3-pound tumor coming off the back of his head. It was a very long process of getting to figure out how we can line up the right amount of medical care and how to handle that in our family. I will tell you, when we got to the point where we knew we were going to proceed, we had a video of him, and I air beamed it to the TV. Now, I didn't show the little guys first, but I showed it to our first batch of children, as we would call them, our older ones. And as soon as I hit play, my oldest daughter, I've never heard her do this, just burst out in explosive tears. She said, "That's Lulu. We're going to get Lulu." And there is a joy. There is just something there. And there's something special. I'll say this. There's something special when a child starts to look at you as father. There's a look they give you when it flips. And it's a very unique experience where to come home and to have these little guys run up to me. And there's a look when they start calling you dad.
Hang on. We're gonna hit pause. Folks, we'll be right back. I don't imagine you'd be going away, so I won't tell you not to. Now, Albin, we didn't make New Year's resolutions.
No.
Neither. Did you?
No.
I didn't either.
No.
But you know what? A lot of people did. And one of them, for some people, is to get out of pain. A lot of people deal with chronic pain. I do, okay? And I would say within a few weeks, almost everybody who is listening, if you're dealing with this, you can get out of pain. Most of you can. Pete and Seth Talbot, that's the father and son owners of Relief Factor, have created the 3-week quick start pack of Relief Factor, and they've discounted it to $19.95. So this is a New Year's resolution. You can very likely accomplish getting out of pain, neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, general muscle aches, pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. Honestly, it works for me. That's why I rave about it. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Get the quick start pack, $19.95. You'll know within 3 weeks. Or you can call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. It works.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous? With all the recent fluctuations, it's hard to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. That's right, 86%. Founded by artificial intelligence software developers, Vantage Point gives traders and investors the advantage you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns. Vantage Point's patented proprietary technology is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds. No more guessing when to get out or when to stay, buying too high and selling too low. Text money to 411-411. That's MONEY to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point Software. Text money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
How would you like to get 1 ounce of pure silver absolutely free? This is not a joke. Right now, if you go to GetMySilver.com, Goldco, the premier name in precious metals, will send you a free 1 ounce silver American Eagle coin, and all you have to do is pay for shipping and handling. That's it. No further obligation. This same coin sells for more than $20 online, but you can get one right now for free. Just pay for shipping and handling. Now, there's a limit of one per household, and at this price, you know how long this offer will last. So don't wait. If you want to get your free 1 ounce silver American Eagle, simply go to GetMySilver.com right now. That's GetMySilver.com to get your free 1 ounce silver American Eagle. Don't delay. Go to GetMySilver.com. GetMySilver.com. That's GetMySilver.com to get your free 1 ounce silver American Eagle. GetMySilver.com.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. There are over 400 programs in the Prager store, and now by becoming a Pragertopia Unlimited member, you can listen to every program in the store. Courses, lectures, show segments, even my Torah teachings. Almost everything I've ever recorded over the last 20 years, over 1,000 hours of program. Of course, Pragertopia Unlimited members get every radio show since 2009 as well. All commercial free on demand. Wow. No, this is a big deal. This is truly a big deal, if I'm allowed to say that about my own work. For a limited time, it's only $119 for an entire year to join Pragertopia Unlimited. Get to listen to every show in the Prager store, every lecture I've given, every course. And you'll get a coupon for 50% off the Rational Bible, Genesis, which is autographed. I put my life into these works. They're meant to change your life, open up your mind, and they make a spectacular gift. Go to Pragertopia.com and sign up. Pragertopia Unlimited.
Well, I looked over Jordan, and what did I see? Coming for to carry me home. There was a band of angels a-coming after me. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low,
swing low,
sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home.
Hey, folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. That's the great Johnny Cash. And I am sitting here with two friends, Pete and Seth Talbot. You may know them as the team behind Relief Factor, the father-son team. They've now gotten into coffee with Honor Bound Coffee. But we're talking really about what makes you both tick, your love for family. You've been telling us, Seth, about adopting these three little boys from China. It's really beautiful. It's moving. You just alluded to the fact that you've got other older kids. How many of those do you have? How old are they now?
We have two biological. We have a 16 and a 15-year-old daughter and a son.
So yeah. This must be fun for them.
Fun isn't even putting it into words. Because yeah. I think the thing that struck me when we first started this process is my best friend has a son with significant mental issues. And so when we're at Disneyland, you know, he's in a wheelchair and he makes all sorts of noises and whatever. And I noticed that my children didn't care about any of that perceived awkwardness. And as we were wrapping up the week, and this was years ago, obviously, they said to me, nobody plays with Jonah like that. No one. And I knew my kids were equipped for this. There was no doubt in my mind that they were absolutely born for this. And so when we brought home Eric, our first, they absorbed him so well that I've told both of them that they made this all possible, that the health of all of our children is a good chunk on their shoulders because they absorbed them in a way that you can't dictate, you can't try to control.
Yeah.
And the joy that started coming out of their relationship was unmistakable. I know when we were going to get our second, our first adopted kid was turning around four. And he was right in that peak of annoying where my daughter was worried a little bit about having another annoying little brother. And she wasn't saying, I don't want to go do this again. But she was expressing some like, I'm going to have another little brother that's pestering me all the time.
Yeah.
And I said, well, Anna, remember when you... we both almost died in a river accident, and she had some post-traumatic that was pretty significant for a while from she should have died. And I said, do you remember when you were dealing with that, how you could come to me at night? And we walked you through that. And I said, where this little fella is, there's 600 beds, metal cribs, and they've got nobody. And I told it to her with tears in my eyes, and she's just locked in on me. And when she hadn't been to China yet, we took all of the children, including him, on the next trip. So we had a huge group going with us. And when they saw it, they were already in. They were already in. They didn't need to be more in. But when they saw it, it completely changed the view of what we were doing because it wasn't just, hey, we're getting another kid. I didn't ask for a big family. That I mean, I came from a two-child family, and I assumed a two-child family. But when you see the need, and you see what, and there's a mission behind it, it was very clear that this is why I'm here. This is why I'm here.
And
I'm equipped for this.
I'd like to chime in here often. Even as a grandpa to these three little guys, people will say to me, my friends will say to me, oh, I can't believe you're so kind, you're so wonderful. And then they sing his praises,
Seth
and Jennifer. Oh, they spend so much money, they work so hard. They're going to bypass purgatory. They're just amazing people. And I'll let you respond. How do you respond when people come and fawn and say, "Oh, I can't believe you're such
a good
people"?
Those are the most awkward things. People don't say things about the race of the children. People really don't make things about the medical issues because they're largely not noticeable, even though the tumor is off Jimmy, by the way. When he's out in public, he usually wears a hat, so people don't make the comments. It's the awkwardness. And I think that I deal with it a couple of different ways, depending on if they're a believer or not. People need to understand the mission behind it, and that there's a missing piece there where this is a calling, but it's the blessing and the reward for watching these children. It's hard for people to imagine too that you love them the same. It is. I understand why people think that way, but they don't get it. So you kind of have to approach it the same way that maybe you would even with politics, where you're talking to someone who's like really hard on the left, but you have a friendly relationship with them. So it's not adversarial, but they don't get it. So it's the same sort of you bringing up what you believe is obviously the right position. And you're trying to explain to people that there's something more than just inconvenience. Because the danger of looking at this from, kids with medical complexities is that you just look at the kid as a file. And it's a medical file versus it's a kid. And it's your kid. This mom has this great cheeky way of answering. The most awkward is, "Why didn't you come to America? Why didn't you adopt at America?" And there's this great mom response kind of spread on Facebook. And it's because my child was in China. And there's a special way that you kind of come along, I think, to kind of paint the vision.
Yeah.
And you do it gently, but it's not a matter of trying to level up on anything. But there is these children. These children need homes, and Christians are supposed to be the ones dealing with it. That is our call. We are actually commanded to go after, to look after the widow, the poor, the hurting, the broken. And I think what we've done is that we've said, well, that's either church's responsibility or someone else's responsibility. And the fact is that that's just not true. It is our responsibility to figure out a way of looking after the broken and the lost. Our church is not known for that. That's what we should be known for. And there are special blessings for doing that that people don't understand. And my encouragement is to not start with what you think you can do. Start with what you think you're supposed to do. Because if you measure what you're going to do based on what you think you can do, you're wrong. The answer is you're wrong. Because what we're doing, we didn't really think we could do.
Right.
But it's, I would do nothing else with my life.
I want to hold you over for a final segment. And, based on everything you've said, if I had no pain, I would still buy Relief Factor. And if I hated coffee and veterans, I would still get Honor Pound Coffee because you guys are killing me. We'll be right back. You and me, sneaking around, meeting in shadows, hiding away, till we're free to stay
together. How would you like to get 1 ounce of pure silver absolutely free? This is not a joke. Right now, if you go to getmysilver.com, Goldco, the premier name in precious metals, will send you a free 1 ounce silver American Eagle coin, and all you have to do is pay for shipping and handling. That's it. No further obligation. This same coin sells for more than $20 online, but you can get one right now for free. Just pay for shipping and handling. Now, there's a limit of one per household, and at this price, you know how long this offer will last. So don't wait. If you want to get your free 1 ounce silver American Eagle, simply go to getmysilver.com right now. That's getmysilver.com to get your free 1 ounce silver American Eagle. Don't delay. Go to getmysilver.com. Getmysilver.com. That's getmysilver.com to get your free 1 ounce silver American Eagle. Getmysilver.com.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump offering a backhanded compliment to his House critics today, saying it took a certain amount of genius to nearly remove him from office over a phone call in which he did nothing wrong.
They brought me to the final stages of impeachment. But now we have that gorgeous word. I never thought a word would sound so good. It's called total acquittal.
Total acquittal. The president said impeachment was a big waste of time. And with the Senate acquittal, President Trump could potentially become the first president to be reelected after being impeached.
This is certainly a victory for the president. He was facing conviction and removal from office. His Republican senators really rallied behind him with one exception.
Correspondent Julie Pace reporting that one exception, of course, was Utah Republican Mitt Romney. This is SRN News.
Good morning, America.
Or is it? If you're one of the millions of Americans who did not sleep well last night, it's probably a pretty average morning.
But listen up, you sleep-deprived people. There's good news. A breakthrough sleep solution called Pronto Sleep.
And when we say pronto, we mean pronto. Pronto Sleep gently opens your nose to focus breathing and help you relax and fall asleep. And the built-in scent diffuser delivers a blend of four pure essential oils to help you stay asleep naturally.
And then Pronto replenishes the oils ready for the next night. Too easy, eh?
And in trials, 84% of people with trouble sleeping found Pronto helped them fall asleep, and 74% found it helped them stay asleep. So make every morning a
good morning, America.
With Pronto Sleep, available now at select Walgreens, Amazon, or at prontosleep.com.
Pronto Sleep from RhinoMed, bringing you advanced nasal therapies.
Hey there, folks. I'm talking to Pete and Seth Talbot about all kinds of stuff.
We are.
We're talking about, I want my audience to get to know, you know, who I do business with. You guys aren't just a sponsor on the program, but we share some beliefs. And you're, you know, you're really blessing me, Seth, with your description of how you see your life unfolding and your responsibility toward these kids. It's just beautiful. And I know, Pete, that you haven't really screwed up entirely, because you got one kid serving God in the Middle East and you got this other kid here doing this good stuff. Were you raised in a Christian home?
I definitely was.
You were?
Yes. I have the most wonderful, loving parents that are now with the Lord. But
what part of the world were they in?
The Seattle area.
So you grew up in that neck of the woods.
But very ministry oriented, very hospitable, loving, giving Christian mom and dad.
Most supportive people you could ever see.
Incredible. I give them the credit for my two boys.
That's probably a good idea.
That's a good
idea.
Sure,
sure.
That's fine.
But
that's not a bad idea.
I just am so grateful for the opportunity to work with my son. You know, I never dreamed this would happen even 10, 12 years ago. But we've been working together for a while now. And
down
it's,
15
it's a
years.
God thing. It just is wonderful.
And did you say, Seth, that you're thinking of writing a book about this kind of stuff?
Yeah, I think part of that came from the desire to try to help people steer out of the ditch with business and formulating ideas as much as possible the same way that we did. I mean, what's funny is that I actually joined my father with business kind of halfway through my career, where I was doing something else in technology and he was doing other things. So we had been going in different directions and then we joined forces, but each of us had made pretty significant mistakes on our own and learned some great lessons. And so I think part of it was just born out of the idea of, when you're formulating these business ideas, how to build something that somebody wants that's meaningfully different, that's going to scale and can have an impact, because we all want impact and people are looking for impact in all the wrong places.
We are very desirous to help share what biblical principles can do for a corporate culture, for success, for marketing, for operations, that there are principles at stake that often are ignored.
It seems to me that you must write a book about that.
We must.
I think there's so many people.
I may
but
do the forward.
You really must, because there's so many people who need to hear that.
And we're even positioning to bless other businesses, to bless other groups of business.
Yeah, we already advise companies in this regard as it is, and we both have for a while.
We're available for that.
I mean, we were speaking earlier about why we didn't set up the company as a 501c3, for the honor bound, that is, even though we're giving all the profits away. We wanted to create a business that wasn't looking for donors. That was the big thing, is that, you know, our accountant said, don't create that if you're not taking donations. And I think if you look at the nonprofits, they are subject to government control in a way that is actually terrifying. I think the churches are going to lose that, by the way, and I'm sure you've talked about this before, but that's likely to go away if you don't support specific things.
Right.
So amount of control the government has in that regard. And I think nonprofits also struggle often with efficiency and efficacy. And to be able to have the pressure of creating a product, making it work, and going through that grind, you need to skin your knee without blowing it out.
You're preaching to the choir on this. We're out of time, but I want to say, here, this is just wonderful stuff. You should write the book in a hurry. And I can't wait to drink my first cup of Honor Bound coffee.
You're going to love it.
I am drooling, almost literally. Seth and Pete, thank you for everything you do. God bless you.